Hello listeners, I wanted to share an update with you in regards to Dev Brood. Me and Glenn have decided to retire the podcast while we focus our efforts on other things. We were never quite able to schedule and record regularly, and despite us both clinging on to the hope that we will eventually find time, we've come to the realization that our time is probably better spent on our main projects. For me personally, Dev Brood was a great experiment to understand how to record, edit and publish a podcast, a medium I love. I don't see it as the end of my podcast and experimentation. In fact, one of my goals for this year is to guest on some podcasts, so if you happen to be a podcast host, hook me up. I thought it would be fitting to end the show by giving a few final updates to Moderation and Brewmonster. Over the Christmas period, I released a massive update to Moderation, which included improvements to notifications and even the ability to log your food using Siri. More recently, I released an update that allows my customers to tip me via a tip jar. The first time the app has been able to generate revenue, which is paving the way for a future premium subscription model. I have one or two features that I would want to add to finish off the free version of the app, and then I will lock down the scope and work on the premium features, which is going to be an equivalent of a 2.0 release. You can continue following me and the updates to Moderation by adding me on Twitter, at Domzy, or reading my recently released brand new blog on doms.co.uk. As for Brewmonster, towards the end of last year, they launched their new flagship bar in the city centre of Cardiff. They managed to go from signing a lease, completely gutting the place, and decorating to opening in just 34 days. Pretty incredible. They have also recently taken over a small micropub called The Attig, which is Welsh for attic, and they plan on opening another flagship bar in the affluent area of Cardiff Bay. Once that has launched, it will take them up to 5 bars. It's going to be an interesting year for Brewmonster to see how these big bets pay off. Thanks for listening, and I will play you out with the brilliant theme tune created by Frosty.